SpringFest means more sun, more fun, and more free at Lowe's. Keep your yard in line with an additional free Ego 56-volt battery when you buy a select Ego mower, trimmer, or blower. Plus, keep landscaping fresh with Stay-Green 1-cubic-foot garden soil, 5 bags for $10. Our best lineup is here at Lowe's. Valid through 4/8 while supplies last. Selection varies by location. Soil offer excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
I'm done carrying around bulky drinks. And I'm definitely done cleaning melted candy out of my pockets. So yeah, I traded them both in for Fruity Rainbow 5-Hour Energy Shots. These little guys are as pocket-sized as any candy. But instead of a sugar crash, you get a zero-sugar caffeine boost. Candy can't even compare at this point. Fruity Rainbow 5-Hour Energy Shots treat your taste buds to an explosion of fruity flavor with a tasty caffeine kick. That's right, caffeine just got a flavor upgrade. And it's not just one flavor. 5-Hour Energy Shots bring you tasty caffeine in 17 flavors. 17! So if you're craving that candy-flavored chaos, but actually want energy that works, grab Fruity Rainbow 5-Hour Energy Shots. Pocket-sized, zero sugar, big flavor. Available now at 5hourenergy.com or on Amazon.
Springtime's the perfect time to turn the page and refresh your home style. The only problem? It can be expensive. Luckily, there's a better way to shop well-worthy pieces for less at Bob's Discount Furniture. Bob's negotiates with manufacturers to get you the best everyday low prices, giving the shopping power back to you. The power to get more style, comfort, and quality for less on amazing pieces like stylish mid-century dining sets made for hosting those big spring brunches, pop-up sleeper sectionals with all the bells and whistles so you can turn any room into a guest room, and next-level Bobopedic mattresses so you can get a great night's rest after you've finished redecorating every room. So, when you're ready to spring into new style, stop into your nearest store or shop online and see how you can get wow-worthy style for less with Bob's Discount Furniture.
Welcome in to Vern's postgame show.
God, a home run! A 3-run homer for Salvador Perez!
On your new home for Royals baseball, 96.5 The Fan. Here's Royals insider Josh Furnier.
Oh, good evening. What a wild ride that was. Man, there's so much I want to get to, but right out of the gate, I am interested in how you heard that game, how you viewed that game, if you were watching it, if you were one of the 37,000 in attendance or one of the millions listening on the Odyssey app or right here on 96.5 The Fan. Royals were no hit until the eighth inning. But Seth Lugo straight up shoved. I want to know, what kind of roller coaster of emotion were you aboard tonight? Because when the Royals were being no hit in the third, fourth, fifth, and sixth innings, I heard from plenty of you, both on my personal phone, on this 96.5 The Fan text line, and of course, all over social media. I saw many of you diving off. Oh my God, they're going to be no hit. Oh my gosh, this. Oh my gosh, that. Meanwhile, Seth Lugo was keeping you in the game. A game in which Bobby Witt Jr. is on your team. Salvador Perez is on your team. Two of the best power hitters in the sport. So the fact that Seth Lugo kept this a one-run game throughout that no-hit bid of Framber Valdez, I'll be honest with you, I never got that low. I never found myself bummed that Vinny was gone. Now, don't get me wrong, today has been awful. Now, Royals are walked off in Houston. They lose 3-2, but I find myself conflicted. Because, yes, you lose two games, you lose Vinny Pasquantino. The past 24 hours have been awful. But I can't sulk about it forever. Especially when that Seth Lugo shows up. Because if the Royals are going to do what we all hope that they do, and that is, hang on. 26 games to go, hang on. get to October and let's see what happens. But you have to hang on. So when that Seth Lugo shows up, I mean, that's the Seth Lugo that you rode in the first half of the season. That's the Seth Lugo that had many of you clamoring to see Seth Lugo start the All-Star game. That's the Seth Lugo that can allow this team to just hang on. Phone lines are open for you. 913-586-7965. I find myself conflicted after this one because, yeah, it's another loss. It's another painful loss. I'm sure it's another loss that some of you will lay at the feet of the bullpen. So I understand, yeah, 2.5 games back of Cleveland now. Only a 4.5 game cushion on that playoff spot that you currently possess. But I find myself conflicted because, yeah, no doubt that the past 24 hours have been painful, and I'm not sure that the Royals can withstand what they've taken on over the past 24 hours. But if they're going to do it, the way you do it is on the back of Seth Lugo and then tomorrow Cole Reagans, Brady Singer, Michael Wacha, and yes, even Alec Marsh coming up on Sunday in the finale in Houston. Now, what we saw tonight from Seth Lugo is going to be enough to lead you to victory 80% of the time, and not just against bad teams. This performance today from Seth Lugo will be good enough to beat Cleveland next Wednesday. This performance from Seth Lugo will be good enough to beat the Yankees in a few weeks in New York. Wasn't good enough tonight to beat Framber Valdez as he made another run at a no-hitter. Sixth time in his career, he's taken a no-hitter into the seventh inning. Framber Valdez has been a boss, and the Royals felt it tonight. 3-2, the final score. Phone lines are open for you. 913-586-7965. That's the phone number. That's also our text line number. 913-586-7965. Let's go out to Lee Summit. Guy, you're hitting leadoff tonight, buddy. Go ahead, Guy.
Oh, good. Great to talk to you, Josh. I'm getting anxiety only because the way we're using our bullpen. And I got to say it at least once. You know, they need, certain guys need certain roles. Like when Ursig's back and healthy, I want to see him in the ninth inning and ninth inning only. I want to see Sam Long in the eighth inning. And then in the seventh, the late inning guys, some guys got it. Right now, Schreiber is a great seventh inning man. And I do like MacArthur and Hernandez.
So what should they have done tonight,
Guy? Sixth and seventh.
What did you want to see tonight?
Tonight, I wanted to see Sam Long. I don't want to see MacArthur in that diehard in that make or break situation. Him or Hernandez, they seem to just not come through.
But so you wanted Sam Long in the eighth inning or in the ninth inning instead of Hernandez or instead of MacArthur?
Well, if Hernandez's down, ninth inning's fine. I like Long in the eighth, but I'll take him in the ninth. Long and Ursig should be our closers. Those guys should be written in stone, just like Wade Davis and Holland were. They should be written in stone, those two. And we're,
but
if you bring in Ursig in the seventh or in the next day, bring him in the eighth, I don't like it.
Guy, here's the thing, though. I mean, there was never a save situation, so you would have never used your closer by your logic, right? It's a tie game going into the ninth inning.
You got me on that. That's true. Okay. It was a tie game, and I was okay, kind of, with MacArthur. I just don't like MacArthur in those situations. It just something
always happens. What has Sam Long done? James MacArthur has a lot more saves under his belt than Sam Long. I'm not saying you're wrong. I'm a fan of Sam Long.
No one in that bullpen has earned a role. He just seems to bring it when it's late. He just seems to bring it. I like Sam Long a lot.
Yeah, he has one save, and MacArthur has, 18?
Yeah, but then MacArthur gave up a bunch. He kind of like feels more comfortable in that sixth and seventh, I think.
Well, then how do you know Sam Long could flourish in the ninth?
We need MacArthur.
Here's the thing, guy, you just – no one deserves any role in that bullpen. Can we just agree on that? No one has earned anything in that bullpen.
Yeah,
nobody. Nobody has a track record outside of Will Smith and Chris Stratton, but one of them is hurt and the other one is Chris Stratton. And you know, with all due respect,
when Ursaeg was in the ninth, his ERA was 0.00. He was kind of made for the ninth inning, it seems like.
Okay. Guy, I got you, man. I appreciate the phone call. You know, some people just want it the way it's always been. And for a lot of people, always is the past 20 years. Now, I know Guy. Guy's an old-school Royals fan. Guy knows his baseball, so I'm not talking down at you, Guy. I know you go back to Quiz and the OG closer for the Royals. But when Herrera, Davis, Holland were HDH, that didn't just happen spontaneously in 2014. Greg Holland was already an all-star the year before. Kelvin Herrera in 2012 and 2013 was putting up all-star numbers. Now, Wade Davis happened to flourish in that role as he replaced Luke Kochhaver at the end of spring training. But Wade Davis had already made noise as a starting pitcher. Now, the assumption was, yeah, he'll be a good reliever, but let's, you know, like you do with a Lynch, a Bubich, a Hernandez, let's leave him as a starter for as long as we can. So HDH wasn't an experiment in 2014. This guy's had track records. When you look at this Royals bullpen, nobody has a track record. They have track records of being failed starting pitchers, sure. Now, Lucas Ursaeg, okay, I'll give you that. He has earned the top spot in that bullpen. And for many, that means only pitch him in the ninth inning. Only pitch him in a save situation. Well, then that means you wouldn't have used him tonight. But I can promise you this. If Ursaeg was available, he would have pitched the eighth inning tonight. He would have come in to face Yordan Alvarez to open up that eighth inning. Instead, it was Carlos Hernandez, and he gave up three straight missiles. Phone lines are open for you, 913-586-7965. Yeah, I understand that the closers that you and I grew up with, Guy, it's you give them the ninth inning. Or, you know, you even had guys that you give them the ball in the seventh inning, and they take care of the final three. But now when you have, when you need multiple looks coming at these hitters, right? It's not very often that a hitter is going to see the same pitcher three times, especially in the postseason. Now, tonight, thankfully, Seth Lugo did the heavy lifting, and he was able to face everybody in that Houston lineup three times and only got bit once. But when you have options out of the bullpen that are giving you different looks, other guys with high velo, I want to make sure my best reliever is facing your best hitters in the biggest spot of the game to make sure we get the win. Because what good does it do having Lucas Ursaeg face the bottom of the opposition's lineup and then you're given your second or third best reliever the heart of the opposing lineup? And right now, with the absence of Lorenzen and Harvey, the drop-off from your best reliever to your second-best reliever? Shoot, forget about the drop-off. Who is the second-best reliever right now? I mean, we could discuss that for the rest of the show and not come to a consensus. Some will say Bubich. Guy, I know you're going with Sam Long. Others will point to James MacArthur, who tonight had his 9-straight scoreless appearance streak snapped as Jose Altuve gets back-to-back sliders with the man on first and two outs. Back-to-back sliders from James MacArthur. The first one he swings through as it's off the plate. MacArthur gives him another one. This one didn't make it off the plate. It stayed over the plate and then banged off the left field wall for a walk-off RBI double. And the Astros take game two, 3-2, your final score. All right, let's go to Andy in Lawrence. Andy, you're next up on 96.5 The Fan. Go ahead.
Doc, big fan, man. Listened to you a long time. I was calling in. A lot of credit to Lugo tonight. That guy.
Stud.
Oh, my goodness. Great performance. But never just calling in about the bullpen. What did we do to their closer today? We tied the game in the ninth. I mean,
and that's a Hall of Fame All-Star closer over there.
Absolutely. And we tied the game, had it, and everybody's talking about the ACH. That's not going to happen again. That was a once-in-a-lifetime thing for fans. I mean...
Well, here's the thing, Andy. I appreciate the phone call. Royals have gotten to plenty of quality closers already this season. Not just Josh Hader there in the ninth inning, but we've seen him touch up Emmanuel Clase, a guy that has a case to be made for the American League Cy Young Award. And yeah, the Royals did get to Hader for two runs there in the ninth inning, but the only reason they were able to get that second run was because... Astros shortstop Jeremy Pena opened the door. And the Royals, again, if they're going to hang on. Guys, I know my opinion has changed a lot in the last 48 hours, but as you know, a lot has happened in the past 48 hours. 2 days ago, I was solely focused on the Cleveland Guardians and tracking them down to win this American League Central. Now, I'm just counting down the days. 26 games to go. Hold on. Get to October. I'll understand if you don't. But just try and hold on. And the way that you hold on to this playoff spot that you currently own is by saddling up that Seth Lugo. And when the opposing defense makes that mistake, you pounce. Royals did that in the ninth inning as Jeremy Pena cannot handle Bobby Witt Jr.'s hot shot. Well, yes, he hit it hard, but he's also busted his tail down the first baseline. Pena knows he needs to hurry, and he can't make the play. Bobby's on first to lead off the ninth inning via an error. Few pitches later, Paul DeJong belts his sixth home run since joining the Royals, ties the game up at two. But it didn't take long. Bottom of the ninth inning, Jose Altuve again. He walks it off. Royals lose 3-2, the final score. They fall back to 14 games above 500, and they're now on pace to win 89 for the season. Phone lines are open. Again, 913-586-7965. That's the phone number. That's the text line number. We get back to your thoughts after this.
Welcome back to Burns Postgame Show on your new...
SpringFest means more sun, more fun, and more free at Lowe's. Keep your yard in line with an additional free EGO 56-volt battery when you buy a select EGO mower, trimmer, or blower. Plus, keep landscaping fresh with Stay-Green 1-cubic-foot garden soil, 5 bags for $10. Our best lineup is here at Lowe's. Valid through 4A. While supplies last, selection varies by location. Soil offer excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
I'm done carrying around bulky drinks. And I'm definitely done cleaning melted candy out of my pockets. So yeah, I traded them both in for Fruity Rainbow 5-Hour Energy Shots. These little guys are as pocket-sized as any candy. But instead of a sugar crash, you get a zero sugar caffeine boost. Candy can't even compare at this point. Fruity Rainbow 5-Hour Energy Shots treat your taste buds to an explosion of fruity flavor. With a tasty caffeine kick. That's right, caffeine just got a flavor upgrade. And it's not just one flavor. 5-Hour Energy Shots bring you tasty caffeine and 17 flavors. 17! So, if you're craving that candy-flavored chaos, but actually want energy that works, grab Fruity Rainbow 5-Hour Energy Shots. Pocket-sized, zero sugar, big flavor. Available now at 5hourenergy.com or on Amazon.
Springtime is almost here, and if you've been itching to redo every room in your home, Bob's Discount Furniture can help. When you shop at Bob's, you get wow-worthy everyday low prices on fabulous furniture for every room. Everything from stylish mid-century dining sets and top-rated Bob-O-Pedic mattresses with the best warranties in the business, to pop-up sleeper sectionals, all for a fraction of what they cost elsewhere. So, stop in or shop online and get wow-worthy pieces for less. Only at Bob's.
How would you describe yourself? Fun? Sporty? Bold? If that's the case, meet the Kia K4 hatchback, made for motion, adventure, and whatever you might decide to bring along. Or would you say you're more smooth, sleek, refined? If so, there's the Kia K4 sedan. Calm, confident, and ever so modern. Two personalities, two available turbocharged ways forward. The Kia K4 GT Line Turbo and the K4 Hatchback GT Line Turbo. What turbos you? Turbo is available on select K4 trims.
Home for Royals baseball in Kansas City. 96.5 The Fan and the Odyssey app.
0-1 on the Royals third baseman. Fly ball. Hit well. Deep left field. That ball is gone. It's a home run. Paul DeJong ties the game against Josh Hader. In the top of the ninth inning, we're tied 2-2.
It's a great call. Steve Stewart, as heard here on 96.5, The Fan. Paul DeJong with the Royals down to their final two outs. Ties the game up with his 24th home run of the season. His sixth with the Royals, and he does so against Josh Hader. DeJong missed a fastball up from Hader. I don't know if he was sitting on slider for the next pitch, but he got one and put a beautiful swing on it. 100 miles per hour off the bat. DeJong, in 18 starts with the Royals, is hitting .297. Nine of his 19 hits have gone for extra bases, giving him an OPS of .986. Royals trailed for most of this game. Seth Lugo gave up a leadoff home run in the third inning, and it put the Astros up 1-0. Framber Valdez would take a no-hitter into the eighth inning, handed off to his bullpen. Yeah, they pulled Framber Valdez with a no-hitter. So they go to the bullpen up 1-0. Brian Abreu makes that 1-0 lead hold up, but Carlos Hernandez comes out to replace Seth Lugo to start off the eighth. And Hernandez is getting tagged, giving up laser beams all over the diamond, and he gives up a run. So now it's 2-0 Kansas City going to the ninth inning. You feel good down one because Bobby's leading off, but a two-run deficit might be a little bit too much. Evidently, no. Bobby reaches on an error, and then DeJong hits the game-tying two-run home run. They turn it over to James MacArthur. MacArthur gets the first out. And he gets ahead of the next batter, Jake Myers. Throws a curveball away. Nice approach by Myers. He goes with it. He shoots it to the opposite field. MacArthur gets the next man to fly out. So it's man on first with two outs. Jose Altuve at the dish. That's the last thing in between the Royals and extra innings in Houston. But a great job by Jose Altuve to make solid contact with back-to-back sliders off of the out of the right arm of James MacArthur. Again, the first one off the plate, the second one not off the plate and not missed by Altuve. He drives in Myers from first, and the Astros walk off the Royals 3-2, your final score. Let's go to Matt in Leawood. Matt, you're next up on 96.5 The Fan. Go ahead.
So why do we need to give credit to Jose Altuve?
You don't have to do anything you don't want to do.
Well, that's kind of the narrative you live, right?
I don't really know if that's a narrative I live. I think Jose Altuve walked it off, and I'm tipping my cap to a future Hall of Famer. Do you have a point you want to make, or do you just want me to repeat what I've already said?
Oh, I'm just trying to figure out what your route is there, Vern, you know?
No, I don't know. Matt, I appreciate the phone call, buddy. If you want to go back, you can hit the rewind button. You can check out the All Things Vern podcast and listen to the show from the very beginning. We podcast each and every post-game show. You can find it on the Odyssey app or wherever you download your podcasts. Just search All Things Vern. Matt, enjoy your night, man. Don't get behind the wheel, all right? We go to Rick in Olathe. Rick, you're next up on 96.5 The Fan. Go ahead.
Good evening, Vern. You knew you were going to hear from me. I'm Mr. Hernandez. We've been talking all year about Hernandez and how this team continues to bring him up.
They have too many injuries.
One of the many times they brought him up, he had a 6 earned run average in the minors. They bring him in when we're one run down, not doing anything. The last thing we need is somebody to come in. He never, ever has a clean inning. Never. And what does he do tonight? In the 8th inning, comes up and gives up a run and gets blasted again. And you're going to say, who do I want you to bring in? I don't care. You can come in instead of Hernandez.
No. Sam Long's the answer.
Well, Sam Long is fine. Well, there was this guy by the name of Lynch that came in and threw 4 pitches and 3 of them were strike. And the first guy up was
It was against Jason Hayward, not Yordan Alvarez.
Well, but Lynch could have come in and started that inning, couldn't he?
Sure, of course, yes. Yes,
okay,
you're right.
Okay, so I just don't understand if we end up not making the playoffs. Just look at the record of what Hernandez has done. He does not belong on this team. And I think you've agreed with me many times.
You know I do, Rick. But Rick, the issue is right now is that 8th inning right there, that should have been Lucas Erceg, but he's hurt. Hunter Harvey's, but he's hurt. I'm with you. Sam Long, you say Daniel Lynch. Yeah, there are other options. And I certainly wasn't high on excitement when I saw Carlos Hernandez come trotting out of the bullpen, but I was already, not resigned to the fact that they were going to lose because it was a one-run game. I did want to see Sam Long, but if this team's going to overcome the loss of Harvey and the sidelining, at least for the next few days, of Lucas Erceg, until Hunter Harvey gets back, you're going to need MacArthur or Hernandez. You're going to need one of those two guys that have swing and miss stuff. You're going to need one of those two to pick it up. But, Rick, you know I'm with you. You know how I feel about Carlos Hernandez.
But
I also feel that way about Chris Stratton. I feel that way about a lot of the relievers.
Now, I'll tell you this. I will be amazed if this baseball team comes out of spring training next year with Hernandez. If they don't learn their lesson from this,
no,
I don't know if they'll ever learn it.
Yeah, no. There's no way he's on the team next year. No way.
Thank you, Vern.
Yeah, thank you, Rick. I appreciate the phone call. But honestly, if you lined up all 8 relievers and said, who's the one that's got to go, I wouldn't choose Carlos Hernandez. Now, it wouldn't take me long before I get to Carlos Hernandez, but he would not be my first choice. So I agree, he shouldn't be out there. But unfortunately, Lorenzen isn't out there, and Hunter Harvey isn't out there, and tonight Lucas Erceg wasn't available out there. Not saying that excuses Q's decision to go to Carlos Hernandez. As I'm managing along with the game, I see a lefty coming up in Yordan Alvarez. No, I'm not thinking let's pump it by him with Carlos. Because Alvarez, of course, is going to be undaunted. And then the power-hitting Yainer Diaz. No, I'm not trying to let him see the big fastball of Hernandez because he's going to do what he did to it. Tag it. Now, is Sam Long dealing with something? I don't know. I haven't talked to Sam Long, but I know that we haven't seen him pitch since Tuesday. And when he pitched on Tuesday, it was, what, 1 inning? That was a back-to-back because he also pitched on Monday. Pitched on Saturday. Okay, so he pitched 3 of the 4 games. But that ends on Tuesday. I have to imagine that Sam Long was available. Now, are you saving him for a save opportunity? Possibly, maybe. Maybe Sam Long, in the absence of Lucas Erceg, was going to get Alvarez in the 10th inning. Maybe. Maybe you bring him in later on in the 9th inning. I don't know. But you know I'm not going to sit here and defend Carlos Hernandez. I will point out the injuries and the lack of the big-time fastball, the big-time swing-and-miss stuff that, when right, Carlos Hernandez does indeed have. Rick, I appreciate the phone call, bud. Always nice hearing from you. Phone lines are open, 913-586-7965. Let's head inside that Royals clubhouse. I want to hear what Seth Lugo had to say. Lugo's now gone at least 7 innings in half of his 14 road starts. His ERA away from Kauffman Stadium is 2.88. Tonight he spins his 19th quality start. 7 innings, 1 run on 6 hits, strikes out 9, walks only 1. Here's Seth Lugo on Bally Sports Kansas City.
Move the ball around, get my fastballs down the zone, and a little bit when I needed to. I thought I threw the ball pretty good.
What led to you being so efficient through some of those middle innings to allow you to go 7?
Well, I think the preparation between starts, you know, still I was working on some stuff, trying to make adjustment to put together some more quality innings. But, the preparation between games and in between innings.
What exactly were you working on in between those starts that allow you to be so successful?
Just a little bit of feel with some of my pitches, how to get some breaking balls to some better locations, to be more consistent with my fastball lanes.
You've had a bit of an up and down last 6 starts or so. Was this one of the better starts you've had over the last, 2 months, do you think?
Like I said, I've been working on some stuff, trying to make some adjustments to get back in my groove. So, that's a step in the right direction.
When you look at what's going on the other side with Framber Valdez, do you feel that energy of going back and forth with him on the mound?
Yeah, the quick tempo, quick pace of the game, helps keep me in a rhythm. And I like to work quick anyway, so... he threw really well, and I got to tip your hat to him.
Was it the mislocation on the gamble homer, or was that just where you wanted it and he just hit it out?
That's where I wanted it. Got it to the edge, 3-1. I wanted to land a couple pitches before that, but, 3-1 count. I didn't want to walk a leadoff hitter, and he put a good swing on it, so I'm going to tip my hat to him.
How tough is it when you see the ball leave? It's a first-row home run, basically. It's only out of this park and only this park.
Yeah, I'm conscious of that. I think we all are. But, nothing you can do about that. Just try to get ahead, and that's the adjustment I made throughout the game.
To see the team bounce back and fight back in that ninth inning, how big was that just to see just a continued effort?
It's huge. I mean, all season long, this has been a very resilient team. And, I think, especially with what went on yesterday, we're not going to get down. We're going to keep fighting to the very end, and that's what we feel tonight.
Seth Lugo following 7 innings of 1-run baseball and his ERA falling to 3.12 on the season. Lugo does not factor in the decision. The loss is settled on James MacArthur. He's now 6-6 on the season. 913-586-7965 is the phone number. Again, 913-586-7965. Lugo's ERA is still top 10 in baseball. The Royals' rotation's ERA, top 3 in Major League Baseball. Not enough tonight, though, as Lugo was outdone by Framber Valdez, and he's 100% right about that home run. The home run that Lugo gave up to Ben Gamel to lead off the 3rd inning. Now, the story is he fell behind 3-1, had to come in, didn't make a poor pitch. A nice swing by Ben Gamel as he goes the opposite way. And again, it's a home run at Minute Maid Park and only Minute Maid Park. A 356-foot home run off of the bat of Ben Gamel puts the Astros ahead 1-0 in the 3rd. It would remain an Astros lead until Paul DeJong's game-tying bomb in the 9th. But the Royals walked off in the 9th. By Jose Altuve. Don't you dare tip your cap to Jose Altuve. Matt and Leawood will find you quick. We take a quick timeout and get back to your thoughts after this.
Welcome back to Vern's Postgame Show on your new...
SpringFest means more sun, more fun, and more free at Lowe's. Keep your yard in line with an additional free Ego 56-volt battery when you buy a select Ego mower, trimmer, or blower. Plus, keep landscaping fresh with Stay-Green 1 cubic foot garden soil. 5 bags for $10. Our best lineup is here at Lowe's. Valid through 4A. While supplies last, selection varies by location. Soil offer excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
I'm done carrying around bulky drinks. And I'm definitely done cleaning melted candy out of my pockets. So yeah, I traded them both in for Fruity Rainbow 5-Hour Energy Shots. These little guys are as pocket-sized as any candy. But instead of a sugar crash, you get a zero-sugar caffeine boost. Candy can't even compare at this point. Fruity Rainbow 5-Hour Energy Shots treat your taste buds to an explosion of fruity flavor with a tasty caffeine kick. That's right, caffeine just got a flavor upgrade. And it's not just one flavor. 5-Hour Energy Shots bring you tasty caffeine in 17 flavors. 17! So, if you're craving that candy-flavored chaos, but actually want energy that works, grab Fruity Rainbow 5-Hour Energy Shots. Pocket-sized, zero sugar, big flavor. Available now at 5hourenergy.com or on Amazon.
Springtime's the perfect time to turn the page and refresh your home style. The only problem? It can be expensive. Luckily, there's a better way to shop well-worthy pieces for less at Bob's Discount Furniture. Bob's negotiates with manufacturers to get you the best everyday low prices, giving the shopping power back to you. The power to get more style, comfort, and quality for less on amazing pieces like stylish mid-century dining sets made for hosting those big spring brunches, pop-up sleeper sectionals with all the bells and whistles so you can turn any room into a guest room, and next-level Bobopedic mattresses so you can get a great night's rest after you've finished redecorating every room. So, when you're ready to spring into new style, stop into your nearest store or shop online and see how you can get wow-worthy style for less with Bob's Discount Furniture.
How would you describe yourself? Fun? Sporty? Bold? If that's the case, meet the Kia K4 hatchback, made for motion, adventure, and whatever you might decide to bring along. Or would you say you're more smooth, sleek, refined? If so, there's the Kia K4 sedan. Calm, confident, and ever so modern. Two personalities, two available turbocharged ways forward. The Kia K4 GT Line Turbo and the K4 Hatchback GT Line Turbo. What turbos you? Turbo is available on select K4 trims.
It's Charles Barkley here with Wayfair. And let me tell you, game day is serious business at my house. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grill accessories, Wayfair's got it all. And it shows up fast. I'm talking fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game. And head to Wayfair.com to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Home for Royals baseball, 96.5 The Fan and the Odyssey app. Here's Royals insider Josh Vernier.
It's a 3-2 loss as the Royals are walked off by Jose Altuve. Ah, a second straight loss in H-Town, a third straight loss overall, and the Royals fall to 4-5 in the Riptide. 14 games above 500 for the season. And now 2.5 games back of Cleveland in the division. 4.5 Boston for that postseason spot that you're currently in possession of. It was a highly entertaining game if you're a baseball fan. I know if you're a Royals fan, it was difficult. I know many of you were resigned to the fact of, oh, well, here we go, being no hit by Framber Valdez, woe is us, even though Seth Lugo was keeping you in the game. Seth Lugo made sure that you were just one good swing away from knotting this bad boy up. Seth Lugo leads Major League Baseball in innings pitched as tonight he spins his 22nd start of at least 6 innings. That's second most in baseball. Tonight, Lugo holds the Astros 0-7 with runners in scoring position. For the season, Lugo's holding opponents to a batting average of .196 with runners in scoring position. That's top 3 in the American League. My game notes following this 3-2 walk-off loss. Game notes brought to you by Jay's Southland Tow. Be in the know and call Jay's Southland Tow. Let's head back inside that Royals clubhouse and hear from, well, the short-lived hero, Paul DeJong, belting his game-tying two-run blast in the ninth inning and speaking with the media afterward on Bally Sports Kansas City.
He's got all sorts of pitches. He changes his cadences. He throws a lot of strike to ball, so we're aggressive. We're swinging, starting down the middle when it's a changeup or a curveball, and he changes velocity a lot. And, he's got a lot of movement, and he's been around a while. He's been a pretty good pitcher.
When you step into the box in the ninth inning against Josh Hader, what are you looking for? How are you looking to attack him?
I'm looking for something out over. He's been tying me up in, especially up and in with that fastball, and he kind of just left a slider out there middle, kind of low, right where really where I wanted something, and I didn't hit it great, but I got enough of it, and I was happy that I could have helped my team there.
What does it say about this squad to continue to fight, even though it's been a tough three-game stretch, but to still be in it after a game against the Astros like this?
Yeah, Izzy coming off the bench with a no-hitter in the eighth and getting a knock, that was huge for us. That kind of at least got the monkey off our back in that situation. And, losing Vinny hurts a little bit. He's such a big part of this clubhouse. He's a character, and we all love him, and we miss him. But, it's one of those things that we could have stole that game, and they were in control the whole game. I thought our pitching staff did great tonight despite the loss, and it's just one of those things, tough loss.
Yeah, shout out Kyle Isbell. Thanks again, Bally Sports Kansas City, for the audio. Shout out to Izzy coming off the bench in the eighth inning and breaking up the no-hitter. Royals were down to their final four outs. Four outs away from being no-hit for the first time since John Lester pulled the trick. Izzy goes to the opposite field. Great job. Paul DeJong's two-run blast. Not only did he score, but he brings Bobby Witt Jr. around to score. It's Bobby's 115th run scored on the season. That's the fourth most in a single season in Royals franchise history. We have 26 games to play, and Bobby's already scored the fourth most runs in a season that this franchise has ever seen. The only other players to reach 115 runs scored in a Royals uniform: George Brett in 1979, Willie Wilson in 1980, and the franchise record set by Johnny Damon in 2000, the franchise record 136 runs scored, which is exactly what Bobby Witt Jr. is pacing to do, score 136 runs this season. The Witt Watch is presented by Community America Credit Union. Visit communityamerica.com to join. Member owned, open to all, invested in you. All right, let's go back to the phone calls. 913-586-7965. Let's talk to our buddy Justin in Oklahoma City. Justin, how you feeling tonight?
Byrne, how you doing? Well, I caught the end of the game. I was following it on my phone, but I caught the end of the game, and I don't know what that call. I don't know what that was all about you giving props to Jose Altuve.
Yeah, don't worry about it. What do you think? What stands out to you about the game?
What stands out to me is disappointing. I mean, look, Seth Lugo has 9 strikeouts. It's one of those games, man. Late in the year, they're competing. I mean, they're right now they're in playoff mode, man. They're competing, and this is where. Think about where we were at this time last year.
No, Josh. I don't want to. That was awful.
No, you don't want to. No, I'm just saying.
That's why we're here. Justin, thanks for the phone call, man. It's about holding on to this now. 26 games to go. Listen, I'm no longer of the mindset that the Royals are a force. I can't tell you how many times I've sat here and exclaimed that the Royals can beat anyone. That with that rotation, that defense, that base running, it levels the playing field. Every single night, you have a chance to win. You are a force. I don't feel that same way. Not without Vinny. Not with Harvey and Lorenzen on the IL. Without Renfro, Urseg unavailable. I'm not feeling that right now. Maybe it returns. But I'm not feeling that. What I feel when I watch the Royals now is, that might as well be Minnesota or Cleveland or Boston or Seattle. They're just another good team. Now, if you can just hang on and get to October, just another good team can go to the World Series. We've seen plenty of good teams go to the World Series. 2014 Royals were just a good team, and they made it to Game 7. So my focus is no longer tracking down Cleveland and taking this division. I mean, we're playing prevent defense. It is just hold on. 26 games to go, a 4.5 game cushion over Boston. I've heard you guys. Now, I've seen you on social media acting as if the postseason is this foregone conclusion. I mean, if I have to hear one more time what Baseball Reference's percentage is that the Royals make that to me is the dumbest statistic that there is. That has led way too many people blindly into believing that October baseball is a certainty in Kansas City in 2024. And my friends, I hate to tell you, it is not. 4.5 games, you're telling me that can't happen? Knowing that the Royals have two more in Houston, 3 against the Guardians, 3 against the Twins, and then 3 in the Bronx. Not to mention another trio of games with the Braves coming up at the end of the season. 4.5 games is nothing. I mean, the Royals were back 6 of the Guardians and whittled it down to 1 in a week. Can they hang on? That is the question. They couldn't tonight. Well, they never really got ahead. They really never had anything to hang on to. They tied it up, and it was a short-lived tie game. Let me go back to the text line real quick. Text line number, same as our phone number, 913-586-7965. Nick in North Kansas City is wondering about the idea of bringing up Nick Prado. To replace, I'm guessing, Tyler Gentry, maybe? Yeah, I'm sure, go for it. He's certainly a defensive upgrade at first base. But Prado's hitting .235 in Omaha. That has an OPS of .726. He's a below-average AAA hitter this season. But if you're solely talking about the defense, then yeah, okay, I'm fine with that. Even though I think Salvi's a fine defender at first base. But you want to see Prado? Go for it. I mean, you're going to need a left-handed bat to step up in some fashion. MJ or Massey or Izzy, one of them needs to step up. I go back and look at when Eric Hosmer got all banged up back in 2014 and missed the month of August. Alex Gordon had the best month in what was arguably his best season. That month when Hosmer was gone. So Gordo picked him up. And Jerrod Dyson had arguably the best month of his career in August of 2014 when Hosmer went down. Not to mention that rotation in 2014 had its best month. A sub-3 ERA in the month of August to go along with HDH. I've also seen a lot of you make those comparisons of, oh, we got through Hosmer. We can get through Vinny. With all due respect to the champion, the future Royals Hall of Famer, Vinny Pasquantino is a better hitter than Eric Hosmer. Honestly, I honestly feel like Vinny right now is a better hitter than Hosmer ever was. And that's not a knock on Hos. That's a boost to Vinny. Back to the text line. Crown Town Clown writes in, Vern tonight actually put a lot of hope and optimism in me because as long as the Royals can make it to the playoffs, anything can happen with this starting rotation. Yeah, Clown, that's exactly what I'm talking about. Just hang on, and who knows? Now, who knows? By then, you're hoping Harvey's back, and maybe Lorenzen is back, and those two go to the bullpen, and Marsh is in the bullpen. Or who knows? Maybe Singer's in the bullpen. I'll tell you this. Chris Stratton won't be in the bullpen. Carlos Hernandez will not be in the bullpen. Get to October, and suddenly the arms that are coming out of that relief corps are going to fill you with more hope. Urseg, Harvey, Lorenzen, Marsh, Long, Bubich, Lynch. Yeah, you'll feel better. I'm with you, clown. I appreciate it, man. Yeah, that's, again, that's my takeaway from tonight. If they are going to hang on, the way that you hang on is with that Seth Lugo and by capitalizing on mistakes the way that they did in the ninth inning. 913-586-7965. A few more from the text line. Spike in St. Joe's wondering if Izzy should have thrown it home on Jeremy Pena's sack fly in the eighth. Yeah, possibly, but I don't think Izzy really has that strong of an arm. I don't think, even though it's a catcher running in Diaz, maybe. You know, then Carantini's going to tag up and he'll end up on third with not two outs. Yeah. I don't know. Maybe you want to keep Carantini at second base because he's not going to score from second on a single. Personally, as I'm watching it, Spike, I didn't think Izzy was going to be able to get him. Michael and Raymore says these guys can like it or leave it, but Jose Altuve is the most clutch hitter I've seen since George Brett. Michael, thank you very much. Listen, I understand what the Astros did back in 2019 has a lot of you agitated. Why you consistently boo Carlos Correa and Jose Altuve. I mean, I guess I understand it. It never makes sense coming from Royals fans, especially since you're the impetus for it, right? Because of what you did to the Astros in 2015, they said, to hell with this, we got to find another way. You got your title. They didn't take anything away from you. And you're so busy booing Jose Altuve, you're missing one of the greatest second basemen of all time. I'm a baseball fan first and foremost, and it sounds like Michael and Raymore is as well. From the 816, why no Massey, MJ, or Isbell in the lineup? I know Q's always going righties, but you're without Vinny. You need all the good bats you can get. Well, here's the thing. Q is in the role he's in because he doesn't change, because he's not overreacting. Now, maybe you think he should overreact and change what he's done for the past two seasons. But if Vinny was healthy, Vinny would be the only lefty in the lineup today. So Massey and Izzy and MJ wouldn't have been in the lineup with or without Vinny Pasquantino. And if Q starts going against the trends that he's followed all season, the clubhouse picks up on that. You know, again, I was there in Milwaukee when they had that epic collapse in, what was that, 07, 08, when they fired Ned Yost in the final month because they were blowing it. They acquired CC Sabathia. They were gagging up their lead. Gagging up their postseason position. And a lot of people in Milwaukee and inside that clubhouse were saying that the nervous Ned energy had taken over that clubhouse. That it was clear that this postseason push was getting the best of their manager, that he was beginning to crack and thus was making them crack. So I don't want to see Q start changing it up all that much. Not yet, at least. Thanks for listening. What else do we have from the text line? Julie from Kansas City is out there listening. A lot of good reaction on the text line. I know a lot of people out there are trying to put this all on James MacArthur. You could do, again, you guys can do whatever you want. If you want to blame the bullpen, go for it. But boy, oh boy, I would like to think that we're past that. 136 games into a season in which the team is on track to make one of the greatest turnarounds in baseball history. And you're still flummoxed by the fact that this bullpen is subpar? Buddy, they've been subpar all year. And when you don't have Lucas Erceg available, you assume it's going to be bumpy. If you're going to win this game tonight, it's going to be on the backs of your stars. Lugo, Salvi, and Bobby. Lugo did his part. Bobby and Salvi combined to go 0-3. 0-3, and not a one of them had an opportunity with a runner in scoring position. And I know you might not be fans of tipping your cap to the opposition, but tonight, Altuve and Framber Valdez, two of the best players the American League has seen over the past decade, they did what they've been doing. And tonight, Valdez and Altuve were better than Lugo and Bobby. Christopher from Idaho Falls says, Vern, sometimes the emotional roller coaster of all these games we love leaves us saying, well, that's baseball. Royals fans, keep the faith. From the 785, when is Hunter Renfro supposed to be back? I'm expecting him back on this upcoming homestand. It starts Monday afternoon against Cleveland. Text line's always there for you. Don't forget, 913-586-7965. Royals drop game two in Houston and now try to avoid dropping the series tomorrow. Cole Reagans is on the hill as once again it's another lefty on the other side. Yusei Kikuchi going for the Stros. So lefty Reagans, lefty Kikuchi, 6-10 for the first pitch. I'll be on the air with the On Deck Show beginning at 5 o'clock with your chance to win tickets to Wednesday's game. The next time we see Seth Lugo is Wednesday night at Kauffman Stadium, and I have two tickets to the game. You can win them. So be listening tomorrow at 5 o'clock. Thanks to JT Noah for the help back at the studio. Thanks to you for listening. Reagans, we need you, bud. Bobby and Salvi need you. Talk to you on Saturday. Take care.
SpringFest means more sun, more fun, and more free at Lowe's. Keep your yard in line with an additional free EGO 56-volt battery when you buy a select EGO mower, trimmer, or blower. Plus, keep landscaping fresh with Stay-Green 1-cubic-foot garden soil, 5 bags for $10. Our best lineup is here at Lowe's. Valid through 4A. While supplies last, selection varies by location. Soil offer excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
I'm done carrying around bulky drinks. And I'm definitely done cleaning melted candy out of my pockets. So yeah, I traded them both in for Fruity Rainbow 5-Hour Energy Shots. These little guys are as pocket-sized as any candy. But instead of a sugar crash, you get a zero-sugar caffeine boost. Candy can't even compare at this point. Fruity Rainbow 5-Hour Energy Shots treat your taste buds to an explosion of fruity flavor. With a tasty caffeine kick. That's right, caffeine just got a flavor upgrade. And it's not just one flavor. 5-Hour Energy Shots bring you tasty caffeine in 17 flavors. 17! So if you're craving that candy-flavored chaos, but actually want energy that works, grab Fruity Rainbow 5-Hour Energy Shots. Pocket-sized, zero sugar, big flavor. Available now at 5hourenergy.com or on Amazon.
How would you describe yourself? Fun? Sporty? Bold? If that's the case, meet the Kia K4 hatchback, made for motion, adventure, and whatever you might decide to bring along. Or would you say you're more smooth, sleek, refined? If so, there's the Kia K4 sedan. Calm, confident, and ever so modern. Two personalities, two available turbocharged ways forward. The Kia K4 GT Line Turbo and the K4 Hatchback GT Line Turbo. What turbos you? Turbo is available on select K4 trims.
Attention fans of Jury Duty. The groundbreaking comedy series is back for season 2, featuring an all-new cast. This installment takes the comedy out of the courthouse and into the mountains above Malibu for an annual company retreat. The catch? Everyone but the new guy is an actor. Oh yeah, and the company is fake. Get to know all the employees of Rockin' Grandma's Hot Sauce, a family business with everything on the line. Season 2 arrives with bigger laughs, higher stakes, and the same heart that made the first season a cultural phenomenon. And here's the fun part. you'll be able to try all four flavors of Rockin' Grandma's hot sauce on Amazon. Jury Duty Presents Company Retreat is now streaming on Prime Video. Don't miss the feel-good comedy everyone's going to be talking about.
Breaking news from Good Ranchers. Over 85% of grass-fed beef in stores is imported. Most grocery store meat contains antibiotics, hormones, and harmful seed oils. Good Ranchers does things differently. All their meat is born and raised on local American farms. No antibiotics, no added hormones, no seed oils. Just one ingredient, meat. Visit GoodRanchers.com and get $25 off your first order with code RANCH25. That's code RANCH25 for $25 off your first order. GoodRanchers.com. American meat delivered.